Blog Talk Radio.
Cut the lights off, man. If all these niggas getting that boo, they getting that mirror, they be telling their homeboy lies. Blowing points on a nigga, that's a nigga I'ma honor, man. AK Charlie Hustle. Pound gang, homie. Lego.
Hey, I knew I'd be a boss, it wasn't no question, no discussion. All that bad bitch talk, 9-10, out of fuck. Before the rap game, I was working off a beat. Staying in the project, grinding, sleeping, that's the geek. Buying balls and quarters, break them down, kill my weight up. Junkies at my granny, on the poets wanna wait up. I'm posted in the gutter with my brother, steady hustling. Riding around, getting it, duck no key off in a bucket. There was 12 summers, no farmers, now I'm running normal. Lord for disorder, ask a nigga on my heart. That white girl dope money, get you what you want. I'm on the train, pike on 9-10, hotter than a summer. My plug with my cousin, now my nigga know a Mexican. I was out of Atlanta, now I'm trapping out of Texas. I started talking cold and I went federal for my meal. Cut them squares out my sofa and I went and bought a stick. Look what the block bought me. Look what the block bought me.
Lego.
Look what the block bought me.
There I am.
Look what the block bought me.
Lego.
Look what the block bought me.
There I am.
Look what the block bought me.
Lego.
Look what the block bought me.
There I am.
Look what the block bought me.
Lego.
I stayed down and grinding hard, wasn't no substitution. I stacked up on my chips and then I came up with a solution. I hollered at my cousin, then I started distribution. I was trying to get a bird until I took that trip to Houston. Bacon sold in Armaham, I guess they was a blessing. I was praying for some heaven to be ran across that mission. I started at the bottom, now I'm posted on the top. Had to mastermind my grinding, had to learn about the guap. Nightmare as a kid, wasn't no food off in the fridge. 12 years later, look what Lil Durkin did. It was 12 summers, no farmers, now I'm running normal. Going for dishonor, ask a nigga, I'm a hunter. Colombians and Mexicans, I guess they was a blessing. I was praying for some heaven to be ran across that mission. Colombians and Mexicans, I guess they was a blessing. I was praying for some heaven to be ran across that mission.
Look what the block bought me.
Look what the block bought me.
Lego.
Look what the block bought me.
There I am.
Look what the block bought me.
Lego.
Look what the block bought me.
There I am.
Look what the block bought me.
Lego.
Look what the block bought me.
There I am.
Look what the block bought me.
Lego.
Look what the block bought me.
Hello, and welcome to the all-new DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, guys. I'm so happy everybody's showed up. You guys are going to have a great opportunity tonight to get to experience some legends, man. We got the legendary 69 boys going to be with us. Also, we got my man Skinny Pimp with 3-6. Oh, he's ex-36 Mafia, man. This guy's all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. And then we got my man Vietnam going to be on the phone. Vietnam Jones on the phone lines, guys. So if you have questions, if you'd like to ask any one of these artists a question, just push one on your dial pad. I'll see it then. I'll see the question mark light up by your names, and we'll pick you out and see what's up with you, what kind of questions you got out there, all right? So let's get the show started, man. Let me introduce my co-host. Let me find her number right quick so I can cut her phone line on. Let's see. Where you at, doll? Let's see. Okay, let's try this number right here. Hey, Miss Barnes, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, Miss Barnes, how you doing, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I am well, man. I'm doing pretty good, man. Dunn Jr., CEO, will be here in a short while with his princess. They're coming through, and they're going to talk with us, and We're going to see what's going on with those guys, man. You know how Gunn does it. Hey, guy has to make a special appearance. It's all good. I got some of his phone line people on the switchboard right now. We got the switchboards are lit up, man. It's going crazy right now. Wow, wow, wow. We only get 100 people on the phone lines, guys. So far, we're just about filled up, and the show hasn't even got started yet. We still got 1 minute and 54 minutes to go, man. So, hey, I'm going to let these artists introduce themselves. Where you at, Thrill? What's going on, 69 Boys?
Oh, yeah, Thrill the Player, 69 Boys representing for Thrill, Fast Cash Money, and Slow Money. Just out here doing our thing in sunny Florida.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. You're up there by Dunn Jr.'s in Los Angeles. I'm sorry. Dunn Jr., I'm thinking about that brother, man. That brother's on top of it, man. I got to hook you up with him because he can do a lot for you guys. Hey, let me introduce my other artist. Let me see. Where is Vietnam? Where is Vietnam? Where, Mr. Jones, where you at, baby?
Yo, what up, though?
What up, though? Hey, brother, tell everybody your name and what you do.
Hey, this is Vietnam Jones. I was straight out of Detroit and Akron. And what I do a little bit of everything. You know, in short, you know, everything that you're seeing right now in the industry, I can do that. You know.
Hey, this guy also has a magazine that he is not talking about. But anyway, I'm going to bring it up. This brother has a magazine. He has a website. He has everything that I got. So basically, he's pretty connected in the game, guys. So if you want to get at him, hey, get at my man Vietnam Jones, man. This guy is the truth. Hey, but first of all, we're going to pay homage to the 69 boys. We're going to let them go first. Hey, Thrill, hold on 1 second. We're going to go to another song, play another song out, and we're going to come back to you, and you're going to be the first one up. Oh, and Skinny Pimp will be in a little later on. I wanted to call him up, you know, say, hey. So when my man Thrill gets done, we'll call up my man Skinny Pimp and get him on the phone line. Okay, let's see what song we want to play. Okay, I got one right here. Check it out, guys. This is Agnew.
Here we go, bro.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry.
Hey.
I'm looking at it wrong, man. I'm looking at Agnew, and I thought it was Agnew. It's Eugene. Here we go again, man. I'm sorry about that, guys. You already know.
Here we go.
Niggas hopping out of vans.
Yeah.
Pockets on John Goodman, Roseanne.
Okay.
Shit. And that's fat dummy. I'm talking big money.
Yeah.
If we ain't talking the same, it's nothing else.
Let
said
up.
At first, I gave him antidote. I'm sorry for the overdose. I was in the lab mixing up the new formula. Now I'm on the corner only serving y'all the best. And I only want the cash, never heard of a handout. Never was a sit down nigga, I had to stand out. You can take my words and make a picture how I paint them out. Time is money and they say that only time can tell. And if you wait too long, it might set sail. You can have the fame, I want the money and the power. Shit I'm smoking every day, shit I'm smoking on the hour. $100 cut stacks don't even last me 2 hours. I'm ahead of my time, I'm on my 53rd hour. So fresh, so clean, that's why they label me an outcast. These niggas full of dead weight, they tryna bypass. Remember life is what you make it everything. And keep it real and don't give up on your dreams. You see my president is black, but these dead ones green, man. Shit. Whoever said fuck life must have got fucked over. Shut the game down, shit. I'll be the closer at the point of no return. And I can't turn back. Friends turn to enemies, so you gotta watch your back. I don't want the fame, I just wanna get heard. A lot of rappers say they rapping, they ain't rapping about shit. The same niggas that hate, they be bumping my shit. All eyes on me, fuck, but I ain't Machiavelli. I'm already in hell, so I hope to see heaven. You just ordinary people, nigga, I'm a John Legend. Here we go again, bitch, I'm bringing you the antidote. Most people hate cause they got it in their bloodline. Here we go again, bitch, I'm bringing you the antidote. You should see the view from my motherfucking skyline. And I ain't talking about practice no more. When it's game time, motherfucker, I'll be on the floor. Drop the bomb off, leave it at the front door. Detroit nigga, so I say what up though. These pussies and so they souls just about fucking change. It's crazy the way the game can make you change how you think. Just remember, stay true, cause the fake won't last. They say live for the moment, live it up like it's your last. Here we go,
Let's go back to my man up here at the top. Let's go back to Thrill. Thrill, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Everything is good, Black Seas. What's good with you out that way, man?
Hey, man, it's just going really, really, it's hot for one thing. It's a hot day. I've been sweating all day. Right now I'm sitting back at the computer with the fan on, with the AC on. Well, no, I got the AC off. The AC is off. The windows are up. I got the fan on, so I'm just chilling, man. What's going on with you, brother? How you doing?
Oh, man, down here making music in sunny Florida. Shouts out to all the guests on the line, Vietnam salute, man. 69 Boys just dropped a new project, Bass Kings, man, and we down here just chasing the baby mama thickies, doing what we do.
Got you, man. That's what's up. Okay. Hey, I got a question for you real quick, Dunn. 69. I got a question for you real quick. Hold on one second. Let me think of the question. Where's Miss Barnes? Is Miss Barnes out there? Hello, Miss Barnes, are you out there? Wow, has everybody left me?
No,
wow.
I'm here. My phone was acting up.
Oh, okay. Don't scare me like that, man. Don't scare me like that. Hey, Miss Barnes, I would like to know, do you have any thing would you like to say to the Thrill from the 69 Boys? Would you like to say something right now or forever hold your peace? No, I'm just joking. We got a big show to go, man. Whatever you got to say, you can say it throughout the show. I mean, I want you to be comfortable. I want you to get the notice, man. I want you to put it out there for me. You know, put them out there, man. This guy's like a legend right now. Tootsie Roll, you guys know that. Hey, guys, I want you all to listen to what we got going on. We got a really great show tonight. We got my man Thrill in the show tonight. Thrill's a good friend. He's also on the front cover of the A&R magazine. Ray will be here later on to tell you guys about that. She says she got a wonderful interview with the brother. Bio, got the music. We got the stuff going on, man. So, Stephanie, you got anything you want to say to Thrill?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot I want to ask, of course. But
Well, go right ahead. Go right ahead. Hey, Stephanie. Stephanie, I think her phone just hung up. Don Jr., are you out there, Don?
Absolutely. You already know I'm a professional. Yeah, I'm always
What's
here,
up,
bro.
Baby?
I'm always here.
Hey, hey, brother.
What's going
hey,
on,
man?
Man,
what the hell is going on with your phone, man? I opened up 618 and you said 818.
No. I'm not on 618. I'm on 818. I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay,
I'm
here,
I get
bro.
If I could, can I hold down the floor for like 5 seconds?
Yep, you sure can.
You listen to the all-new DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. My name is Don Jr. I'm the CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, being broadcast to you live from sunny Los Angeles, California, sitting alongside the Miss K, and we got Thrill the Player, 69 Boys, holding it down. Now, I have some questions, Thrill. You've been in the game for a very long time. It's a whole bunch of things that people want to know about what's going on, but can you talk about how technology has changed and gave the independent artists opportunity to make it, because y'all didn't have it out there when y'all was doing it. Y'all sold platinum upon platinum records. Can you please interject on that?
Thrill, are you still there?
Yeah, you're there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thrill's phone went off. I don't know how it went off, but anyway, it's back on. Thrill, what's up, baby?
Yeah, man, I'm here. Yeah, I was in reference to your question. Technology has really, you know, advanced the movement, but in some ways it's bittersweet because I think, you know, technology was, technology for the music industry was created to enhance what we were already doing. But in a lot of ways, with the newer generation, it has become just the primary focus of it. But the bittersweet part, the sweet part for us is because with so much grassroots knowledge of how to get out here and, make the necessary connections through networking, through live touring, through going to market, doing it the old school way, and then blending the new technology, it has really helped us, you know, to stay relevant today.
Amen. And I want to say this, and I feel blessed to be on this line. I understand your career. What I want you to talk about is having a conceptual record, because that's so important. We're having somebody of your magnitude. We got everybody. You did a lot of conceptual records. They had dances behind them. And we're working on a $600,000 tour budget now. You're going to be included in it because of DJ Black Feezer. No Daisy Black very personal, but, girl, I got your phone. With that being said, I need you to talk to the people that's under the sound of my voice that don't know who you are. We need to bring you to the other people and tell them about having a conceptual record and why that's so important. That's why you're living off.
No doubt. Well, first and foremost, let me say that with what you're saying is true. For everybody who's listening, and you may not be familiar with my career or the career of the Quad City Family, I'm thrilled to play of the 69 Boys. As an artist, rapper, and producer, I've sold 35 million records. I have 15 platinum plaques and 8 gold plaques. And I say all that to say, when you say conceptually, for me, a record consists of more than just lyrics. Those lyrics, to me, have to embody a concept that will allow a marketing angle for corporations, which is why when we wrote Space Jam, we had Nike in mind, but we also had basketball in mind, and we had Bugs Bunny in mind, and we had Michael Jordan in mind. Or when we wrote Woot There It Is, we had stadiums in mind. We wanted people to say Woot There It Is. Or when we made Tootsie Roll, we wanted people to do a dance. And for us, you know, it's important for the audience to understand that when we came out at a time where NWA was running One Coast and Luke and the Two Live Crew. Everything was about either F the Police or it was so nasty as you want to be that it was a wide open lane for us. And the lane we chose was, look, we can't, you know, NWA and Luke, they can't really perform at a lot of the high schools and the other, because they have adult lyrics. So we came in with that concept to always just make music that would be fun and clean enough for people to play anywhere. And we figured that lane would create opportunity for us.
Amen. I got one more question. This is it. First off, I got to be honest, man. I mean, you are the man. Oh, you the man. I'm glad that you said what you said, because I know your career. I studied this game. Now, You educate everybody. I need you to tell our listeners out there about how hard 6ix9ine Boyz is holding out Florida and what y'all got coming in the years to come. You got to tell everybody that, man, because I know what y'all doing, but I'm not worried so much about the 6ix9ine Boyz. I know y'all mentoring other major artists is going to be that. You know, this hip-hop industry is a young man's sport. You know what I'm saying? So I just want you to tell everybody about the other things you got popping, man. Y'all got a lot of stuff there. You know, you got Daddy Flag. You got a whole bunch of stuff. Just tell everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but I beg to differ. They say hip-hop's a young man's sport, but the Jay-Z's, the Diddy's, the people like myself, these are the people that's making money. And when that boils down to it, then it's money getting sport and whoever gets that money. I think when hip-hop came out in the 80s, it was very young. It's not like rock and roll, blues, or anything like that that started way back and you could kind of gauge. We've had nothing to gauge it against. So to say it's a young man's sport when the young men don't really understand the business of the sport isn't really a fair assessment. And if you look at the model of the music industry, the old model that they've used for years now of finding a hot new young talent, processing them in the studio and putting them out, that hasn't really worked. I don't know too many people. If you released a hot new young artist today and you said tomorrow Outkast was coming out on the same day as that artist, I think Outkast may outnumber them in sales, which would deaden the myth it's a young man's sport. If you took another young artist and put them against Jay-Z, who's a 44-year-old artist, and said he's coming out tomorrow, and then you went for the gun. Or if you gave, you understand what I'm saying, if you gave Outkast the same budget as you gave a new artist or Jay-Z or 6ix9ine Boyz or any other artist that's gone platinum, Wu-Tang Clan, I would be in line to buy that album tomorrow. But what the industry has done is continue to use a broken model of putting music and artists out that are undeveloped, under A&R'd, under mentored, under the story being told, and the older artists have they just don't get out there and work. But if they did, they would find out that our generation was the music generation. The last thing I want to say about that, we're living in the viral generation. The music generation from the 90s allowed artists like Snoop Dogg to release on the West Coast and go platinum before it left California. It allowed us to release in Florida and go platinum before we left the Southeast region. That today, when you hold a concert for our generation, the 90s, whether it be Funk Fest, whether it be hip-hop, they call them a lot, like we have the Bass Fest, and then they call it Hip-Hop Legends Tour. Most of those concerts are held outdoors, while most of the new artists can barely fill up indoors. Jazz in the Garden in Miami, artists from Miami, Joe, Jodeci, 6ix9ine Boyz, LL Cool J. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, I want people to totally understand music moving forward, whether it's Sade or Dr. Dre or any of those groups that you love, if they dropped, a lot of these groups didn't stop selling. They stopped making music because the money stopped flowing. If we don't work for free, we don't do it for money, but we don't do it for free. It's art. So, you know what I'm saying? I just want to address that myth. As far as 6ix9ine Boyz and what we have going on, please follow us on our Facebook page, 6ix9ine Boyz, 6ix9ine Boyz fan page on Facebook, or follow me on Instagram at ThrillThePlayer, at ThrillThePlayer. And we always keep you updated. The new album, Bass Kings, is out now. Our new single, Baby Mama Thick, is on YouTube. And you can get the free album as a download on Dat Piff. It's the tagged album, and all the videos will be dropping here shortly, and we'll be coming to a city near you.
Cool, man. That's what's up, brother. Seems like you got a lot going on, my man. I see you out there. You're doing your thing. I see you trying to move along. You're moving along right away, man. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for that question, man. That was a good question, Don. Are you still there?
Yeah. Come on now. I'm a professional.
Hey, Don,
I'm on mute. I'm here. We got major million-dollar artists in the building. I'm on mute. I'm a professional.
Yeah.
I got my
okay, brother. I got you. Hey, I got a question for you, brother. Let me ask you basically when you got started in the game. How did you get started? Were you singing in a choir or were you singing at – tell me how you got started in the game, man.
Well, I actually got started from the retail side. My dad and myself, well, my goddad, okay, who raised me as my dad, we all have the largest independent retail, music retail store in Florida. That was about, you know, in the late 80s, 90s, and we grew throughout the 90s to be the largest retailer. But I learned the business from the inside, selling records, going to the distributor, picking them up, groups like Jodeci, H-Town. They would come through the city, and I would be responsible for taking them around. So I got to see, you know, the behind the scenes of how these guys were living. Sometimes these groups would come through. They hadn't ate all day because they had just gone from city to city, store to store, because
right,
mom and
right.
pop retailers were really big then. So, you know, that was my start behind the scenes.
Wow, that sounds pretty nice, man. Now, I got a lot to say to you, man, but I don't really want to say anything. I want other people to ask you questions because I got a lot of people on the phone lines, and I'm going to bring some on right now. Let me see. 347, you go ahead and ask a question or make a comment to 3-0 from the 6-9 boys.
Yeah, man, this is Stro with H2O Records and Gumbo Pie Productions. Definitely glad to be on the line for sure. And I have learned something that was very powerful in regards to seeing where the market is and being able to bring a contrast to what is already there. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely am humbled by hearing that, and I thank you for you know, letting us know what you brought to the table. It means a lot, you know. And I would ask you this as a young up and coming artist, man, what would you suggest in regards to music style and genre?
Oh, wow, I think we just dropped his phone, man. Give me a second, brother. I'm going to call him right back. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
All right, hold on 1 second, my brother. I got to look at my phone. You believe this? I got to look at my phone because I left my book out in the car. Oh, wow.
Yo, well, we got dead air. Are we live? You hear me?
Yep, you're live. Yep.
All right, listen, man. All right, listen. I'm age-old professional. You listen to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends radio show. My name is Don Jr., CEO. I need for you to call in right now. Right now, like right now. Call the number is 646-716-5971. The call-in number is 646-716-5971. We are live on the radio. And as we're live on the radio, big shouts out to the 69 boys for making the opportunity for us to do what we do. With that being said, I'm turning it back over to Black Caesar.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. That was right on time, my man. You already, dude, you're a straight professional, brother. You already know that. Yeah, he's having an issue with his phone, too, man. Said your phone hung up. Okay. Let me tell him I'm calling him right now.
All right, man. Listen, hold on, man. Go ahead and kill that call. Let me handle this, man. And then this show. Can you please kill that call? We got live radio on. We have live radio on. If there's a button that's on the. There's another button. All you gotta do is push the yellow button. It's right there. I mean, we live on the radio, and I got hundreds of people that's listening on the sound of my voice. Can you just let's go ahead and ride with what we got? We got somebody that's positive. Let me tell you about this guy, Schroeder New Jack. He got a lot of things going on. He got a T-shirt company. We do marketing and promotions, and he needs to be in A&R magazine. There's a lot of things that we're working on as a team and conglomerate. This is a DJ. Black Caesar and Friends show, and I'm one of his friends, and because I'm his friend, when your friend don't make it to the car, when they need to make it to the car, being a friend, you're going to jump in and make it right. That being said, I love everybody.
Hey, Dunn. I got him back on the phone, Dunn.
Good job. There you go.
Yo, Thrill, you there? Yo, Thrill. He said it hung up again. Wow.
Hey, Don, go ahead, man. Go ahead and talk, brother.
Good. I'm glad. God sent me here to make sure we do this professionally. The whole situation is like this. You're listening to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show. My name is Don G. I'm the CEO. We have Stro the New Jack coming to us live from sunny Los Angeles, California. Stro, if you could, tell them about your career and everything you're working on. Stro, you got the floor.
Yeah, how's it going, everybody? My name is Stro the New Jack, and I'm representing for H2O Records and also Gumbo Pie Productions. We're a full-service entertainment and distribution company that's located in Los Angeles. We actually started in Compton, California. And pretty much, man, we do shows for a lot of the local and upcoming artists, setting a platform for them. We also do a lot of marketing when it comes to Facebook, social media marketing, with several products that we have that are actually available for other individuals that would like to market as well. We also do flyers, banners, logos, T-shirts, CD duplication, any kind of artwork.
Hold on. Tell them about the Everybody Can Rap T-shirt. That's a movement that's
moving
the nation. Tell them about it. I'm sorry. You got to tell them about it.
Okay, most definitely. Yeah, man, we have a new T-shirt line out, man. It's called Everybody Can Rap, you know, and we starting off, and we have them available now, man. It's $20 for a T-shirt, but, I mean, right now, I think it's the echoing of the heart of a lot of the people in the industry, you know, just with the politics and the media and all that good stuff. You know, a lot of people feel that same way. So, you know, we got the campaign, man, Everybody Can't Rap T-shirts. And matter of fact, you can go on facebook.com/Stro, the New Jack, and get all the information. And call on in, man, and get your T-shirt.
Cool. Thank you, my brother. Thanks a lot for that info, man. I think I got Thrill back on the phone. Thrill, are you there? Yo, Thrill. Wow, we're having some technical problems right now, man. I'm looking at him. He's on the phone line, but I'm not hearing anything. Thrill, do you have your phone on mute? I can't hear a word you're trying to say, brother. Look, hang up, and I'm going to call you back. Hang up the phone, and I'll call you right back, all right? Okay. Hey, let me see. Is Stephanie there? Is Stephanie there? Her phone is having problems also, but we just got going with the show. Let me see. Let's take another caller. 646-522, what's up?
What's going on, DJ Black Caesar?
Hey, I know that voice. What's going on, man?
Yeah,
how you doing?
Nothing much, man. Just working hard, man. Me and Don, CEO, trying to make it happen. No working with this.
Man, I'm having all kind of issues tonight. All kind of issues tonight, my man. I don't know what the hell is going on with the switchboard, but
you have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3.
Kill that line. Press the red button and the X on that. Hey, David,
yeah,
I appreciate you. I love you.
Hey, done. I got it. Please.
Hey. Man, love to David. Hey, David, we doing it. I see you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Let's take another question from 917-239. You're on the air. What's up?
Hello?
Yes, 917, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, how you doing, man? This is Volatino, Spanish hip-hop artist from Queens, New York, man. How y'all doing out there?
Oh, we're doing fine. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm calling over here on behalf of my boy DJ Vietnam, man. I just want to congratulate him for being on the show and for doing what he's doing over there with his magazine and everything else.
Oh, thanks a lot, my brother. We're going to have Vietnam will be up next, and then we'll have Skinny Pimp on because I'm going to let Skinny Pimp be last because He was in transactions, so I don't want to bother him right now. But anyway, Vietnam, let me cut his phone line on, guys, so you can Vietnam, is your phone line?
Yeah, what's that?
Yo, Vietnam, yeah. You got a fan out there speaking to you, brother.
Yeah. What's up?
Yo, DJ Vietnam, what's good, baby? Sabolatino, Queens, New York. How you doing, man?
Well, we rocking in the Great Lakes. How is it on the East Coast?
Everything good over here, man. I just wanted to call in and give you that shout-out, man, give you congratulations on that new dropping of that magazine, Issue 1, Hip Hop Empire. And, you know, continue to do that good work, man. And, you know, hip-hop definitely needs you, man. You're a special talent out there. And I want to say thank you for continuing to bring in that positive message in your magazine. And, you know, not only the magazine, continue doing your DJ thing that you do. And, you know, and thank you for all the love that you always show some Latino out here in New York City, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for everything.
1-9.
Preach.
No doubt, man.
Preach. Preach. Preach for God is good.
I'm sorry.
Okay, let's take another caller. I'm going to cut on 347-969. Your line is coming up. What's up?
What's up? How y'all doing this evening?
We're doing fine, thank you.
All right, my name is Aspects. I'm actually an artist. It's spelled A-S-P-E-X-Z, Executive Stock E-N-T. Just calling the pay homage to icons in the business. You know, shout out to the DJ doing his thing. And I don't know, like what's going on with y'all over there?
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. Dunn is still in the phone lines. I guess he might want to say something. What's up, Dunn?
All right, well, listen, I want to say, man, God's going to bless you, man, by you giving out what you're giving out, positive energy, no matter what you do with your career. Now, before I go any further, I got to give a shout-out to New York. I love New York. New York, I got so many representatives there, and I'm holding it down with DJ Black Caesar. It's my dude. DJ Black Caesar brought me in the game, you know, and a lot of people don't realize this. I pay homage. Like, y'all pay homage. Y'all getting on this radio show, you invest in your career. I'm writing down everybody's name I heard. Anybody under the sound of my voice, email me, DonJuniorCEO@gmail.com. I'm working on a $600,000 tour. I need money. I need y'all. So let's make it happen. Support. Caesar, you got it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely. And since I'm involved with that tour, I got to back my man up and say, yeah, we do need it. So you guys need to pitch in and help out, because this is something that's going to be positive. It's something that we're doing for the independent artists, but we're going to have major artists aboard. So you guys need to get aboard and help us out, man. We need every helping hand that's out there that's willing to help. We need you guys. We need the money also. So let's make something happen. Let's make a change in the world, man, because we'll be changing up the world, because there are a lot of people out there doing music, and a lot of them don't sound that good, and a lot of them do sound that good. So I'm one to tell you, man, I'm a nerd DJ. And if you guys know what a nerd DJ is, we listen to music 24/7. We break tracks, not your stacks. It's like crazy out there right now. It's like a war on music. Everybody's trying to do music now, and some of them really can't do music. But I don't want to crown. I don't want to, boo-boo on anybody's dreams. If you have a dream to be a singer, do it, man. If you got a dream to be a rapper, do it, man. That's what you need to do. Just do whatever you guys want to do. If you guys got some kind of thing in your head saying you need to be an artist, that's your craft, that's your swag, then get on the stage and present it, even if you're, you know, pretty bad. So, hey, guys, I'm not going to call anybody bad right now, and that's not part of this show we're doing. We're doing the positive section right now. We're talking really, really good. So let's get on to it. Since 69 Boys, we dropped him, and it looks like I'm not going to be able to get him back. Let's go to Vietnam. What's up, Vietnam? You there?
Yeah, what's good? I'm here.
Hey, Vietnam, check it. Hey, brother, check it out, man. You're up next, man. I want to play some of his music, but since he's not here right now, I'll just wait on that. Tell me a little about how you got started, my man, in the rap game.
And the way I got started was it was like right after I deployed, you know, to Fort Hood, Texas. You know, I was driving around the city of Saline. I seen the shop, you know, it said Cutthroat Entertainment. And I stepped up to it, nobody was there. Second time when I blew through,
You know, I seen the dude sitting on the stool. You know, I said, hey, I do music, you know. And from that, it went on from me meeting that one person to selling 2,000 copies in the first 2 weeks on the streets, you know, in a city that you can really walk from, we'll say, and an amount of 1.5 too, you know, on top of a military post, you know.
Okay.
But when I got started, it was just I was in training, you know.
Like, right, I was really right. In training,
you know, for today, you know, which right now you ain't about to be hearing me spit all like that. Cause I ain't worried about spitting, you know.
Right.
I'm worried about, you know, putting back into hip hop because it lost its morals, you know.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, so I started. You know, it's when everything was kind of transitioning. At that time, it was when MySpace, you know, had a big buzz, you know, before.
Right.
Preach, 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 preach. Preach. Don't stop preaching. Don't stop preaching.
Yo, we ain't about to drop no sermons, but yeah. Yo, check this out. During that time, man, it was really hard for cats to get in the game because it was kinda like right in the beginning stages of when the game started to get more materialistic, you know. And throughout the whole time, I've just been looking over the whole game, you know, sitting back, you know, analyzing it, you know, what I was just, you know, jumping in, you know, like other people do head first, you know.
Right.
In this game, you really got to be strategic. You know, not everybody can be on a Billboard charts, but certain artists can get his message across to speak to that one person to make them better or better them, better their lives. And also,
yeah, you're right. I absolutely believe that.
You know, also make that impact, you know, so when people hear your name, see your face, you know, they're like, wow. You know, this guy did something. This guy put something in the game that was really exiled, you know.
Right.
That's why the all the legends, you know, all the OGs in this game, you know, gotta teach, you know, the young heads. You know, the young heads don't know. You know, that's where this is why we got our boots on. And you know, we're directing them, you know, to where they should be, you know, because
right.
Awesome, this game, you know, it costs so much, like it costs so much. A person will really lose their whole life savings trying to, you know, invest it into, you know, trying to get rich off of rap, you know.
Right. Right. Well, look, check it out, my man. I see my man's trying to get back on the phone lines, man. He's just called me up and said that he can't get on because he needs a PIN number. That doesn't make sense because, Don, are you there? Hey, Don, did you just call in the phone lines? You just called in the phone line, right? Hold on for a second. Let me cut Don's mic on. Don Dream, CEO, did you just call in the 646 phone number? Yo, Dunn Jr., CEO, I'm looking at you. Wow. Hey, Dunn.
Yes, sir.
Did you have a problem calling the 646
716-5971. Did they ask you for a PIN number?
Yeah. No, they didn't ask me for a PIN number, but I had a problem. I got dropped off. You got too many callers on, man. Your plan is not set up to have
many
callers.
I know. Well, you're supposed to be able to get 100 phone calls on the line.
No. You got 100, man. You ain't doing nothing wrong. Your lines are flooded. I got dropped off, and I'm a major guest, just like your man said. I love the dude from Vietnam.
Right.
I got to get you on my show on Monday. Oh, man, you said everything. Artists are not winning because they're not educated. And I wanted to say everything, and then when I got ready, God said, oh, no, it's not your turn to speak. And he dropped me off. So I'm telling you right now, I'm an OG, and I got dropped off. Man.
Right, right.
You got a lot of callers. I mean, I'm keeping it real. You got a lot of callers going on. I'm just keeping it on it.
I'm looking at the switchboard. Believe me, I already know that. I'm seeing calls are dropping like crazy also on the people that are on the phone line. The calls are dropping
You're
like
on
crazy.
Top of everything. That's why you notice when the call drops and everything go to dead air, that's when me going on my professional radioism, what my father taught me how to do, I pick up.
Right, right, right. Well, look, if you don't mind, let me handle this little business right here. You take over the show. Right now it's your show, Don. You got it?
I got it. Okay. You're listening to the all-new DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. The call-in number is right there in front of you. If you didn't get an email from me, I'm going to give it to you one more time. 646-716-5971. We just had on from the 69 Boys, and then from 69 Boys, we went from Florida. We're going all the way to Vietnam. We got an OG in the game with us. OG, are you still there?
Which one?
Vietnam. I'm looking for Vietnam.
Yeah, a lot of OGs out there, brother. You got a lot of OGs out there.
I know.
Yeah, OGs.
No. I apologize. I'm saying that. Let me make it clear. I'm looking for the person who said something that changed my life because he said something that was really key. Everything that we're doing with the Entertainment Worldwide Network, we're educating. And my whole job is to teach the CEOs of tomorrow real business today. Being the CEO is more than saying you're a CEO and you find some weed. Being a CEO is actually going into the toilet, cleaning the toilet, being appreciative that you can clean the toilet because you got a contract. I need to talk to the OG that was just on the line right now, laying it out, because out of everybody on his line, he said the artists are not winning because they're not educated. I want you to go ahead and elaborate on that. When I say elaborate, I'm talking about on the situation of what makes you different because you're studying to Netflix, to the on-demand. Tell the artists how they can study and be like you. This is important. This is the most important thing. We're here for the all-new DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, and the call-in number is 646-716-5971. Once again, the call-in number is 646-716-5971. We got an OG in the building, but because he is who he is, he's been in Vietnam. His name is Vietnam. He knows everything that don't work right. With that being said, I need the OG to come back to the floor. I need you to tell everybody how they can make their career better by studying. You got the floor, sir.
Hey, for sure, Don. Hey, I thought you were talking about the OG of 69 Boys. You know, I'm like, well, but yo, the way I see it, the way an artist can not obtain enough, you know, to be on top of the game, you know, isn't by buying the most flashiest things. It's all about experiencing life and researching, along with learning from other mistakes as well as your past mistakes. Keeping your head focused in the books as well as building up your vocabulary, you know, getting your lyrical foundation together. You know, with that lyrical foundation, then comes the music, then comes the production, you know, to fill it in just right. There you go. But with this right here, it's like this is the type of stuff that you got to consider as a job. You know, most people, they have 9-to-5s, but not enough people have 24/7. You know,
come on, preach.
See, it was times where I sacrificed sleep just to get the work done because I didn't see it as just okay. Well, I'm just gonna do this here and then drop it. Nah, because when it comes to dropping masterpieces, you just can't put something together and pull it out. You know, you got to take time.
Preach. I love what you're saying, bro. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. I'm telling you right now, Vietnam, I'm about to bring somebody on the level, and this is my guy. No, this is my guy. I'm telling you right now, at the end of the day, the only reason why Caesar can turn this show over to me is because I'm the truth. I got Prime Flo in the building with me. Prime, tell everybody who you are, what you represent, what you're doing from the bottom, and then we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. You got the...
Hey, Dunn, what phone number is he?
No, he is on a 281 number. He's definitely on a 281 number. That's my guy, and I don't know why. Yeah, he is.
I don't even see a 218, my brother.
Oh, wow.
He's
my guy. Keep moving, bro. You got it. You got the floor. I'm dropping off. You got the floor.
Okay, done. Let me see. Okay, yeah, we got people dropping off, man. I'm so sorry. I think it's the phone lines. I don't know what it is, but I'm guessing it's the phone line. 662-822, I see you. What's up? Who is that?
What's happening? This is Django Jones from Greenville, Mississippi.
What's up, my brother? How you doing?
What's happening? This is Django Jones from Greenville, Mississippi, way down deep in the south.
I hear you, brother.
Artist and CEO of Jelly Jar Entertainment just formed last year in 2013. I've got a single out. It's available on iTunes. The video is on YouTube.
Okay.
It's called
okay.
That Drink. You know what I'm saying? And
That Drink?
That Drink. DATDRANK. That Drink by Django
brother.
Jones.
Got you, my
and,
brother. Hey, check it out, my brother. What you can do is... hit me up at this number right here. You got a pen so you can write down my number?
I got you.
Okay, 662-995-0679. Once again, that number is 662-995-0679. Call me up tomorrow and let's set up an interview. Let me hear what your music sounds like. Let's set your interview up and get you on the show, all right?
All right, that's great, man. It's a pleasure being on the phone
okay.
with all these greats and getting this great information. And like you say, they already hit a lot of key points. Education is essential, and there's a lot of that going
right.
on right now. So I'm just sitting back and soaking it up.
That's what's up, my brother. When you sit back and soak it up, and we're going to go to let me see if I can type in a song right quick for Mr. Jones. Let's get one of his songs playing.
Already. Well, while you got me on the line, I got to give a shout-out to the engineer, Vietnam
okay.
Jones, you know what I'm saying? He's been dealing
you.
With him. I haven't had a chance to meet the guy, but a keynote that y'all touched on was networking. And I like to refer to networking as spreading jelly, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own flavor, and just so happens,
right?
You know, my next single is titled Spread That Jelly, you know what I'm saying? So conceptual art is key, once again, like I say. You get a chance to check out my logo. Jelly Jar Entertainment is wit, you know what I'm saying? And the first single is Dead Drink, available right now, you know what I'm talking about?
You know
so
what,
we
my
serve
brother,
it up.
We appreciate the info, man. We appreciate the info. Actually, I'm going to check you out when I got the phone, man. When I got the phone lines to get through thanking these people for coming on the show tonight, I'm going to check you out and see what you're about. So give me a call. Hey, how about give me a call tonight? If you're up, give me a call about maybe 10:15, 10:20.
No problem. It'll be a pleasure, Black Steve.
Okay, I'll thank stop. You, sir. Okay, guys, let's get back into the show. Vietnam, are you still there, brother?
Yo, for sure.
Hey, you got a song called Break It Down. Tell me a little about that song before we play it.
All right, yo, Break It Down. Break It Down was a track that was actually created when I actually came to one of my homeboys' cribs. And I just passed him a beat CD. You know, he was listening to the instrumentals that I had. And he heard a couple beats that he rocked with. You know, he decided, he picked this one. And I was like, okay. Well,
cool,
let's see what's up with it. Jumped in the studio.
Hey, brother. Hey, hold on one second, my brother. I don't mean to cut you off, but hold on one second. I think my dad's back. Thrill, is that you, brother?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I apologize, man. I hate
okay.
I missed all this good
hey,
knowledge,
brother. Hey, don't worry about it, man. I sent you a wrong number. I don't know what I was thinking about, but it's just so I'm so swamped around here, man. I apologize for sending you the wrong number. I sent this man a 2 instead of a 1. Wow. What was I thinking? So he had problems getting the phone lines. But, hey, Thrill, check it out, man. We'll be back to you, and we'll get some of your social networks. We'll play your 2 songs you sent me. So I'll be right back soon. We play a song from Vietnam, all right?
No doubt.
Vietnam.
I'm on the beat. Hey, this is V, man. On track with my nigga Ryan Germany. You know what I'm talking about? See all these ladies in the club and shit, man. Sick as fuck.
She can break it down.
She can break it
she
down.
She can shake it up.
We can shake it up,
we can break it down,
we can roll it up tonight.
Girl, I like the way you move it, booty shaking to the music. Gets me going when I see you, drop it low. Keep up and show me something. See these haters can't say nothing. To the ladies looking sexy, head to toe. Hey girl, wait a minute. I like the pretty face and I like the way you sway. And I'm trying to leave it with more than your name.
Where you going, girl? Bring it back, bring it back. Where you going, girl? Bring it back, bring it back.
Had enough it, if you're feeling right, we just might soak all the way in and just get it in. She can
break it down.
She can break it down.
She can shake it up tonight.
She can shake it up.
We can break it down.
We can break it
and
down.
And we can roll it up tonight.
We can roll it
she
up.
She can break it down.
She can break it down.
She can shake it up tonight.
She can shake it up.
We can break it down.
We can break
girls,
it down.
We gotta tear it up.
Drop it to the floor, energize the bunny foe. Bust it up in the club, pop it up and make it roll. You got that butter work, side it looking thick and sweet. With that body like Nikki, she's a little freak. Ladies love a play, cause I'm so Tiger Woods. With the ass like that, you got that good. So won't you bend it over, little mama, break it down. Onion booty, apple booty, that fatty get around. Bring it back, she's playing, shot it, shake it like the stripper. So the ass fuck from my head to a sneaker. Percolate the ass on me like the six. Let's go, have fun, a baby on the desk.
She can break it down.
She can break it down.
But she can shake it up tonight.
She can shake it
we
up.
We can break it down.
We can break
and
it down.
And we can roll it up tonight.
We can roll it
she
up.
She can break it down.
She can break
but
it
she
down.
She can shake it up tonight.
She can shake it
we
up.
We can break it down.
We can break
girls,
it down.
We gotta tear it up tonight.
We gotta tear it
she
up.
She can break it down.
She can break
it, she
can
break
it,
she can shake it up,
she can shake it up,
we can break it down,
we can break it down,
we can roll it up,
we can roll it up,
she can break it down,
she can break it,
she can shake it up,
she can shake it up,
we can break it down,
we can break it,
we gotta tear it up,
tear it up,
tear it up.
Jones right there. I love that song. Hey, Mr. Jones, you got another song called Stole Life? Do Life?
Yeah, Stole
Life. Is that it? What, can you pronounce it?
It's Stole Life. Tell me.
Stole Life. Okay, I got you. Okay. Well, introduce that song. Give me a world premiere for this song, my brother. This is your first time. You give me a world premiere. Give me a world premiere for this song right here, my man, Vietnam. You're on the DJ Black and Friends show.
Yo, what up, though? Yeah, you rocking with the best. DJ Black Caesar. Right here? Yeah. My name is Vietnam Jones, a.k.a. Yeah, V.Nam. And what you listening to is the world premiere of Soul Life. Yo, Caesar. Don, yeah, drop that.
Leaving the crib, looking fresh to death like a skeleton, bitch. You can't make dough if you ain't making no sense. So I'm headed to the top with the shit. All I do is drop hits. I got bricks on the beat, so buy it. Treating fans like gifts. I'm supplying the clients, no trade.
No.
I am master math, so keep your algebra with geometry graphs. I can't fuck with M&M's cause they melt in your mouth. I got stuff the black gotta melt your mouth. Now what they saying, not a fool. I figure over to spankers. I'm a thug by choice, real is my language. I am hip-hop Jesus, you can worship my songs. I think this game needs to stay your name Vietnam.
For real though, nigga. That's how I feel though.
Yeah. How many ladies wanna ride with me? Smoking kush, drinking on black Hennessy. This soul life got me tipsy in a VIP. It's a celebration, bitches, no Chappelle, it's me. How many ladies wanna ride with me? Smoking kush, drinking on black Hennessy. This soul life got me tipsy in a VIP. It's a celebration, bitches, no Chappelle, it's me. I'm half fake, gone off Mary Jane. My mind is thinking money, but my mouth is drinking, man. All my life I've been surrounded by riders. S.A. Haitian, serving niggas pride up. I claim the west side, nigga, I don't back down. Step to my hood, your feet ain't never touch the ground. H1N1, I'm sicker than the virus. With a Trojan, my dick got fuck you itis. New boy jeans, remember the tightest that ever got on the mic, Billy Ray Cyrus. You can't find me, I'm in the crowd, wild though. You need to access television channel 4. This boy go across the border, immigrating. Killing beats like pussy OJ raping. Cut your throat, machete, sharp keys, items Jason. You are fucking with a guy, you must be thinking Satan. No phone, but your niggas can't hold on to your future rap career, cause it's postponed. I'm gone. How many ladies wanna ride with me? Smoking kush, drinking on black Hennessy. This dope life got me tipsy in a VIP. It's a celebration, bitches, no Chappelle, it's me. How many ladies wanna ride with me? Smoking kush, drinking on black Hennessy. This dope life got me tipsy in a VIP. It's a celebration, bitches, no Chappelle, it's me.
God. Yeah, like nigga West Coastin' into this beat right here, I mean. You ever heard of a nigga motherfucker spittin' bars I do? But West Coast beats, nigga. I mean, last nigga, you probably know nobody. Me. Check that out. Browse, baby.
Yo. Check it out, guys. I got somebody else on the phone line. I got a gentleman that wants to say hello to everybody. What's up, man?
Yo, what's up? What's up, everybody?
What's good with you, brother? What's your name, man? Tell everybody your name.
Yeah, this is DJ Loch Ness, Midwest official, Nerve DJ, DTP DJ, all that good stuff.
Hey, man, I'm glad you called in, Loch Ness, because, I've been having all kind of problems. Stephanie's having a problem with her phone. Her phone won't cut back on, man. I can't even call her from my phone line because her phone just died on her. She told me to apologize to you guys because she's having technical problems. She apologized. She says she's very, 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 very sorry, and I'm sorry also because, hey, that's my co-host, and she helps me out from time to time. But you know what? Dunn Jr. is on the phone lines, and Dunn Jr. is doing a great job. What's up, Dunn?
Come on. Man, I need to write down your contact info, brother, and I got support for DJ Johnny O, Big Health, and the whole Nerve DJ family. And we just seen him last year at the DJ United Conference, and you got one coming up. But give me your info one more time so I can write it down.
Loch Ness, he's talking to you.
Okay. Information is www.djlochnez.com. com.
Copy. Hey, bro, send me a text.
Thanks a lot, brother. Hey, Vietnam, let me holler at my man for a quick second, man, and then we'll get your social networks, let you tell everybody your social networks to wind down. But I want my man Thrill to come back on the phone. What's up, Thrill? You there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still in the room, man. We vibing.
Cool, my man, cool. We want to get you pretty much squared away, man. Can you tell everybody how to get in touch with you, how these people can find you and your social network so they can know that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My Instagram and Twitter are the same handle, at ThrillThePlayer, ThrillDaPlaya. It's spelled like Thrill the Player, but it's Thrill the Player. And then on Facebook, it's the 69 Boys fan page on Facebook. You'll see myself, Fast and Slow. That's how you keep in contact with us. Also, our website, www.pumpthatbass.com. Everything bass, it launches really soon. It's still under development, but stay in tune and watch for that. And also you can follow us on Twitter at Responsible Recordings.
Cool. Hey, that's what's up, man. Now, I know the phone line shut down on you, man. I apologize for that because it's just so many people on the phone, man. These guys are, like, going wild right now. And I can't even keep the software up, man, to be honest with you. The software keeps going down. I'm having a lot of issues with it tonight. But Blog Talk said they're going to have problems with it tonight. So they did warn us, let us know they're going to have problems with the software tonight.
Yep.
And I got to go through it. I got to go through it right now. And I got the best people.
Yep.
I got 69 boys here, man. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. And then I got Skinny Pimp coming on in a moment, man. It's really wild. My man Vietnam is out there. Thanks, Vietnam, for hanging in there, man. Hey, Thrill, check it out, my man. I'm fast for the fan one of your songs right now. We're gonna go to one of your songs and see what it's about, and we're gonna come back and we'll keep the audience.
Let's do it.
Okay, give me 1 second. It's popping up.
I gotta get you, Thrill. I gotta get you, man. I gotta get you direct. Hopefully, my mic is open.
Okay. Yeah. No doubt. We can definitely do that.
CEO, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network. You remember my name. You will remember my name.
I got you, Don. I got you, brother. I got
Don
you.
Don Jr. Yes, sir. Don. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Don is out there, man. He's really out there. Let's see. Okay, you got a song called Wow, I Was Just There. Okay, you got a song called Thick. What's that song about, Thick?
Baby Mama Thick. Well, that's
Baby
the
Mama
new
Thick,
way.
Yeah,
that's the new way down south that we call a female fine. Back in the days, they called them brick houses and foxy ladies and bad little babies. You know, all that good stuff. But today, man, you know, every fella can relate to the female that they may their baby mama. When you break up with them, they always seem to get finer. So now when we see a thick chick, we like, oh, man, she baby mama thick. And this done took off in the clubs down here.
Hey, Thrill, go ahead and give me a world premiere for that. You're on the all-new DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. What's up?
Check it out, y'all. We on the all-new DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show. And it's your boy, One Thrill, the player of the world-famous 69 Boys, the best thing to happen to the radio since the microphone. You're about to hear the new jam from the 69 Boys, the Bass Kings themselves. It's called Baby Mama Thick. Shouting out to all the ladies all across the world right now.
I need all my single ladies, all my sexy ladies, all my independent babies. I'm talking about you the baddest thing breathing, girl. Get to the dance floor right now. Right
I like them baby mama thick, baby mama thick. I like my women baby mama thick, baby mama thick. I like them baby mama thick, baby mama thick.
To the floor, girl. To the floor, girl.
Baby mama thick, baby mama thick.
Ooh.
Now this the ride out. Baby mama thick,
yeah, check. Baby mama thick, like shit right there.
Yeah.
Thick tattoos, weaving her hair. Big body, like Fantasia.
but she got to be by her pace. Baby mama tick like straight up out of Duval, Memphis, Tennessee, or the Bronx, New York. Dog, look, dog, I don't want your shit, she cute, she ain't baby mama thick. She ain't baby mama thick like straight up out of Catalina, housewife, baby mama thick like Basil. Have mercy, have mercy. I like a little jiggy, she ain't gotta be perfect. Baby mama thick, you might have a little pouch left over in the front, but we can work that out. Long as your stomach ain't bigger than your booty and your baby mama thick getting at you in my doodle.
I like 'em baby mama thick, baby mama thick. I like my women baby mama thick, baby mama thick.
I'm throwing my hips and all.
I like 'em baby mama thick, baby mama thick. Baby mama thick, baby mama thick.
West Coast,
what's up?
Down south.
She got them tats all over her body.
Bad.
And she like to party.
Bad.
And get real naughty.
She bad.
I gotta tell somebody.
She bad.
I like 'em baby mama thick, baby mama thick.
I'm throwing my hips and all.
I like 'em baby mama thick, baby mama thick.
Hips and all.
BBW and red jeans, that's been eating all our collard greens and red beans. Baby mama thick like K. Michelle,
yeah.
Booty shot or not, she be wearing it well. Time for the girls in the
beat.
They baby mama thick is baby mama thick B.
B.
And you ain't gotta have a baby to be baby mama thick. Two time for the skinny thick baby mama thick. As long as your stomach ain't bigger than your butt, we can say like Geico. You don't need lipo, you don't need lipo,
lipo.
She bad.
You don't need
long as your stomach ain't bigger than your butt, we can save like Geico. You don't
she
need Geico.
I like 'em baby mama thick, baby mama thick.
She bad.
I like my women baby mama thick, baby mama thick.
She bad.
I like 'em baby mama thick, baby mama thick. Baby mama thick, baby mama thick.
Nice, nice, nice. I like that. Hey, Thrill, yeah, that's pretty hot, man. That's a hot track right there. Hey, man. Hey, I got another question for you, my man. Now, you've been doing music for quite a while. You like a big-time celebrity out there. So tell me, what is it like, how does it feel to you about, you know, I know the audience goes crazy over you. I know the women go crazy also. So tell me, what is it like being in the spotlight all the time, man?
Oh, man, it's great, especially, you know, at this point in my career. I looked at the first part, the Tootsie Roll and the Quad City DJ 95 South, all those, you know, groups that we produced and helped write for. I looked at that as, like, the first half of my career, and then we went in at halftime with all the information that we learned from the first half, and we came out
right
in the second half to really run it.
Right.
So, you know, in the second half, man, last year we were having a meeting last week and we were talking about how we were blessed to do more homecomings and proms than even the OMG girls this past year.
Okay.
So the fan support in the past when we were younger, you know, or when we were first starting it, we garnered it a different way. But now it's kind of hard, you know, when we go to, let's say, a cheerleader function and the 14, 15-year-old cheerleaders, they're saying, hey, when are you guys going to drop some music? Or they're using our old music. And then I ask them, okay, well, why aren't you using, why are you using our old music as opposed to what's on the radio now? And they say, well, we're using your old music because you haven't put out any new music. And that let me know that, you know, the kids, they love that dance vibe. It's, you know, it's still a market out there for it. So that kind of fan support,
right,
it weighs a whole lot more than just Foxy is hot as baby mama thinky running up to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I do. Hey, check it out, my man. I don't mean to cut you, but you got a song called Bass King. Tell me about that song before we play it.
Man, I sent you the other one. It's called Girl, You the One. We sent you Bass King's Girl, You the One. And that's from the album as well, Bass Kings. You can download it right now on Dat Piff. And we felt that the women, even with Baby Mama Thick, we felt on this album that one thing that had been missing in the music industry for the past 5-6 years was just that solid run for the women. We felt like the women had been left out of the whole music scene. So
right,
we wanted
right.
to just put a song on this album that saluted, you know, all the women and just let them know, baby, you the one. You know what I'm saying? You single moms, you out here working, you doing your thing. We
right.
got love for you.
Right.
So that's what it's about.
Check it out, my brother. We're going to play this song called Bass King because that's what I got downloaded in my playlist. So we're going to play this
yes,
song
sir.
Right quick, and we'll be back, and we're going to find out what the audience think. We'll take some questions from the audience, all right? So let's introduce this song right quick since you already introduced the first one. I'm going to introduce this one. Check it out, guys. From the 69 Boys, my man Thrill right here, Bass King. Check him out and let me know what you think about it, all right? One.
You the air for my lungs. You the one, you the one. You the right when I'm wrong. You the reason that I'm writing this song. You my yin for my yang. The joy for my pain. You my sun when it rains. Me Tarzan, you Jane. You my up for my down. My smile for my frown. When I'm mad, only one to calm me down. That's why I'm giving you the crown. You the one though, I'm giving you the team, you can run it like Rondo. You the queen for the stone, on the back, you the bone.
Girl, you the one.
You the one girl, you the one girl, you the one girl. You the one girl, you the one girl, you the one girl.
Girl, you the one.
You the one girl, you the one girl, you the one girl. You the one girl, you the one girl, you the one girl.
You the one that got that act right.
That make me wanna act right.
Right.
You the baddest thing breathing. Hashtag her, the one, the
girl,
reason.
You the one.
Can't no one replace you. In my presence, can't no one degrade you. If I got it, you can have it. If I don't, I'ma get it and come back with it. You the one though. I'm giving you the team. You can run it like Rondo. You don't go through my phone. You don't cheat when I be gone. You the queen for the throne, on the back, you the bone. You always hold me down, my queen, I'm giving you the crown.
I'm giving you the crown.
Learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaker Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaker Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaker Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit,
online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon record-breaking blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com. Tune in to the Entertainment Worldwide Network every Sunday through Friday, 10 p.m. East Coast, 7 p.m. West Coast. The call-in number, 619-639-4709. Log on to entertainmentworldwidenetwork.com.
Are you looking for a special way to say thank you? Then do it big with custom jewelry from Dave the Jeweler. Call Dave the Jeweler. He's been pleasing and appeasing stars for years with his custom urban jewelry. And now the same can be done for you. It doesn't matter. However, you need to shine. If you need bling for a music video or catch attention at the club, if you can imagine it, Dave the Jeweler can make it. From custom diamond earrings, bracelets, chains, to custom iced out watches in silver, gold, or platinum. Order your one-of-a-kind, customly designed jewelry today. Dave the Jeweler will do the job right and get the job done. Dave the Jeweler's done work for entertainers such as Blood Raw, Webby, Gorilla Zone, T-Pain, Jay-Z, and more.
Call the Atlanta store, 770-679-4152. That's 770-679-4152. The Savannah store, 912-447-5150. That's 912-447-5150.
What are you waiting for? Call now. Dave the Jeweler.
What's good, homie? It's your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your peeps, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
It's your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamster Knife.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB. Cooney.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy Size Money.
This your boy Big Chad Domingo.
Bye bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy J Futuristic.
This your folk Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end, getting blessings. Wise Life Records, and you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Hey, what up? This is Devin Rose, and I'm representing NYC. I'm putting it down with DJ Black Caesar. Shout out to NerveDJs.com. You're now rocking with DJ Black Caesar of Nerve DJs. Show your nerve. This is an exclusive.
This your boy, Paperboy Rail, man. I'm shouting out Nerve DJs, the DJs that got the nerve to break.
You now tuned in to Nerve DJs Radio.
NerveDJs.com.
Yo, yo, guys. You're tuned in to the Nerve DJs. Hey, the radio's fire, fire, fire. Check them out, man. The Nerve DJs got a radio station right now online. You can go to it at www.NerveDJsMixtapes.com, guys. That's all you got to do. Type in www.NerveDJsMixtapes.com and go check out the radio station. Also, and check out the radio station on my website, www.RinceDoPayMeRadio.com. Once again, that's www.RinceDoPayMe.com. We got all genres of music on there. If you guys want to get involved with it, send me your music to RinceDoPayMe@gmail.com. Once again, that number, that email is RinceDoPayMeRadio@gmail.com. Thanks a lot. Hey, let's find out something from Dunn. Dunn, where you at, Dunn?
I'm in the building, man. I'm loving everything that's going on, man. You have Vietnam on the building. You got Thrill, Nine Boys, multi-platinum hits next. And I got the next installment. I'm keeping it real, man. I told y'all I got the next installment. I didn't have it right. We was having technical difficulties. But my guys on Prime Flow, tell everybody who you are. Prime, you got the floor.
What's up, baby? This your boy Prime Flow, a.k.a. the Lone Star Landshark, representing H-Town.
doing it big, man. Like I said before, man, I'm feeling like right now my future's real bright because I hooked back up with my big bro, Don G, and CEO. And Black C, he's been showing a little love. I see that, man. I appreciate that. And I'm just looking for big things this upcoming year. Yeah, appreciate that. And look for that mix CD coming out, Cut and Shoot Texas, followed up by that Texas Made, you know, album coming out, and we're about to do it big.
All right. Now, hey, I got to say this, season. I want everybody to understand. I'm doing the same thing that T.I. did with Jeezy. I'm coming to these situations, and I'm bringing this to y'all. Y'all heard it here first on the DJ Black Caesar show. It's all new. Everything is all new. I'm bringing the newness. He is the epitome of being a lyricist. We heard a lot of great records. The records that I've heard is phenomenal. What I'm saying to y'all is I'm doing the same thing T.I. did with Jeezy. I'm bringing him around. I'm introducing y'all to him. DJ Black Caesar is because of where I roll with him. DJ Black Caesar is my dude. I don't know what y'all doing, but I'm telling y'all, this is the next installment in the game. Y'all don't know him, but I'm saying, when I get done doing what I'm doing, 600,000 strong, I'm not mad. I like George Washington. I see him 600,000 times, we ain't got nothing to talk about. I got to be for that. This is your show.
Hey, Don, check it out, man. Let's get your boy Odom on the phone. What's up, Odom? You there? You still there?
Yes, sir. Hey, DJ Black Caesar.
Introduce yourself to the world, Odom, Mr. Odom.
Okay. I'm Joseph Odom from Showmar Entertainment, representing my TYFM family. I'd like to give a shout-out to PV Music Management, Pam Brown over there, and a special shout-out to Ms. K and Don Jr., CEO, for helping the stars for tomorrow on Breakthrough Today. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I appreciate that. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Ms. K also, man. Miss K out there. Where's Miss K?
No, Miss K is always closing. Miss K is actually no. We got a $600,000 budget we working on, and Miss K is doing some research on everybody.
Miss K,
I'm keeping 100 right now. People don't realize this. When we get these awards from all these major connected people, We come from where we are on the social media. Ms. K is doing some real deep research to weed out the fake. Vietnam in the building. We got my man Trill the Player. He's in the building because of DJ Black Caesar. We on your show. This is your show. But no matter what goes on, if I'm in the building and I'm your family, no matter how much you might fall, I'm right there to pick you up. Because every time I've been down, you always pick me up. I love you, bro.
Keep on talking, brother.
I gotta keep it real, though, man. We a family. I happen to lead this thing. God gave me a multi-millionaire as a father. When I was younger, I played with checks. And I'm done playing with checks. I'm playing chess with real people. Now, if you want to get on my chessboard, the way you can get down, call 818-358-5722. And it's not a game. Everybody can talk that great, that greatness. It would sound real good. I wrote a book. I wrote a 77-page book. And everybody on the sound of my voice don't understand how I move. But I'm telling you, I'm not about your emotions. I'm not about your feelings. I'm about making money. Like Simon Ross, I'm about making money. I'm going to say M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y. You know what I'm saying? I got an artist right now. You know what I'm saying? It's a song. No matter what goes on, I'm about that. And I got everybody in my heart because God made me. I ain't Creflo Dollar. I'm not Creflin' nothing in my pocket. We got to eat. I cannot do nothing without y'all. You ever, never, never, ever in your life hear me say, I don't need nobody. I'm doing it by myself. The more you put that out in the world, you will be by yourself. Caesar ride with me. I ride with Caesar. You know what I'm saying? This is my dude. You know what I mean? And I respect him. And then, I'm going to keep it 100. Caesar is the best thing going on right now. And if y'all not in the A&R review and what I'm doing with this $600,000 budget, I ain't mad at you. I'm not mad at you. You doing yourself a disservice. Ain't no problem.
Hey, Dunn, check it out, man. You're talking about the $600,000 budget. I got somebody on the phone with me right now, and we want to get on that tour, man. We got a tour we're putting together ourselves. Me and this guy, I want him to introduce himself, tell you a little about himself. You guys are going to love this. Brother, where you at, brother? Peace, brother.
Peace. How's everybody doing?
Everybody is wonderful, great. My man. We're doing good, I'm man. Good. We're doing wonderful.
I have a pad
that's
in the
what's
pen.
Up.
Whatever
that's
you
peak.
Say, I'm writing down.
Hey, brother,
yeah,
you
know,
fill me in a little bit, Phil Dunn, and the rest of the audience, the rest of the world in on what we got going on, what we're going to be doing?
Well, yeah, you know, Black Caesar and myself, you know, Rod Dollar, we right now we put together a tour that we're going to run through the South. We don't want to disclose the name of the tour as of yet. It's going to be a very popular name. Everybody's going to be able to relate to it. It's going to be some flack from it, but overall it's going to be in the right mindset of, you know, trying to promote something positive out of something that came from something negative, you know, back in the day.
Right.
But, you know, we're putting together this tour right now. We're definitely looking for artists out there who, when you hear about us coming to your city, definitely get with myself or DJ Black Caesar and get your slots open, you know, so you can perform with some of the greats that we're going to have coming through, man. It's a beautiful thing, you know. And I am going to be in the next edition of A&R Magazine, so please check
yep,
that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check it out.
Okay.
Hey, bro,
okay.
Hey, you didn't tell them who you are, though, man. Tell them who, hey, Don James will be next issue also. But tell them who you are, man, so they'll know who you are.
God, I need to know. Well,
you know, my
I'm
name
listening.
Is Rod Dollar.
Right.
You know, I'm an A&R for Protect Your Neck Records and Wu-Tang Management. I have a long history in the industry, you know, starting back in the late 80s, the early 90s. You know, I worked with some of the best, man, from Nas, Foxy Brown, G-Unit, Jay-Z, Missy Elliott, Busta Rhymes, Splitstar, R. Kelly, man. You know, you name them, we worked with the best of them, man. It's a little bit about me. I have a management company, Dollar Management Group, and I'm currently looking for artists that have their stuff together, definitely know how to what to do with distribution and how to operate as a real business. So if you're one of those artists out there listening, please get at Black Caesar. DJ Black Caesar will direct you to me.
Preach.
Yep.
Preach.
Yep.
And again, preach, preach, preach. Solid. You just do preach. Preach. And again, bro.
Easy.
Give respect where
that's,
credit
that's
is
it,
due.
Man. But
you,
but, you know, one thing I would like to tell, you know, any of the up-and-coming artists that's listening, you know, take this serious. This is definitely a business. You know, we're not out here playing. Most of the time we out here paying. You know, for artists like you guys that's listening, that's up and coming, you know, trying to make something with themselves. And you know, my whole thing with management is when I manage an artist, there's certain criteria that I ask them to follow, certain guidelines that they need to follow. I'm not just managing anybody. I'm trying to manage the next superstar, you know, and what's going to make, going to separate the local artist from a superstar is their business,
preach.
Their network.
Yeah, I'm saying.
You know, their network,
preach.
You have to look in your network and find your
preach.
Net worth. You understand
preach.
What I'm saying? Because if you realize your net worth.
Say it again, man. Say it again, man. Tell
if you realize your net worth, you'll be able to make the money and have a successful business or whatever it is you choose.
His
to
name
do.
Is Dollar.
Right.
We're talking about money. It's money. I'm Seven Rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's Monsters. It's money.
Yeah,
about
my
money.
Name is Rod Dollar.
Okay.
I'm trying to pay my rent. So rent shoe.
Come on. If you get over Dollar, I mean, this ain't no game. His name is Dollar. Come on, man. I'm sorry, bro. But you said, this is what it
don't
is.
Don't get me wrong.
I'm
don't have
real.
All the dollars. You know what I'm saying? But we try to definitely
nah,
touch
man,
as many as
no, we can. No. It's not about what you don't have. I'm tired of people saying a fake walk. I'm going to say this right under the sound of my voice. I'm tired of people saying a fake walk. It's a fake week that will make you a CEO or you somebody that's going to work for somebody else. I'm working for the
absolutely.
Black Caesar right now,
absolutely.
But at the end of the day, once it's all said and done, I work for myself. I support Black Caesar.
Absolutely.
You said, Dollar, it's
you know,
real. It's real.
Absolutely.
Everything you said,
absolutely.
I support it.
Absolutely.
I support it. I need you to say it one more time. Tell them about their network, because at the end of the day, you are OG in this game. And I got to calm down.
Yeah, but you know, realistically, you're right. A lot of artists look at me and they go by the big homie thing. You know, they look at me like the big homie because I do have a lot of knowledge and I do have a lot of, you know, wisdom and know how to move in the industry. But your network is gonna show you what your net worth is. You know what I'm saying? And
copy
if your net worth isn't up to par, then you need to do a little more networking. I was a CEO of my own management company at 20 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Say
20 years old, I own my own management
get
company.
Get
yes,
there.
CEO,
help me.
20 years old.
I'm sorry. Let me calm down. I get excited for people working hard every motherfucking day. Lord, forgive me, and I'm not a cusser, but I'm a hardcore cusser live now on radio, but Caesar, my dude, I ride with Caesar, and he brought you on this show, and you that dude. Wait, say it one more time. You young. You out here doing everything everybody else. You on your way to the stock market. Your business will be a Fortune 500. We will talk. It ain't no game. I don't play. With that being said,
I realized my net worth a long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
Say it again.
Long time ago, my brother. Long time ago.
I'm sorry, man. I love what you do. It's a cool agape love. Y'all go get on Wikipedia and understand what agape love means. That's a love that passes God's or understanding. I'm a pastor, and all I know is Black Caesar, bro. I owe you a check. That is all I gotta say to you. You my dude, but when I come in, and you know I'm coming in with my people, and I got hundreds of people under the sound of my voice, we all dealing with a stupid ass budget. So after we all said and done. Y'all might not like the way I bring it, but at the end of the day, we got an OG in the building, and he ain't even realize who he is, but God showed me the potential. Oh, man, you're going to have a lot. You're going to have more than what you know. All you got to do is just ride with me. Caesar put you in with me, and I heard what you said. The passionate, that's it. Nothing else. And that's what I do.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate that, Rod Dollar and Don Jr. Hey, I got somebody on the phone last one. Say hello to everybody right quick. I got hey, I'll let her introduce herself. I'll let her introduce herself. Let her tell you about herself. Let her tell you guys what she's doing out there. She got a couple projects she's working on also. So I'm going to let her introduce herself. What's up?
Hi, everyone. I'm Cena Love. I own my own recording studio with my husband, Floyd Miller of Slave. I don't know if y'all remember Slave or not. But he's one of the original founding members of the group, of the band, and he sings lead on Slide. I don't know if y'all remember Slide or not.
Yes, we do. Who can forget Slide? The Funk of Death. Come on, man. They're Funk Brothers.
Of course. Okay. And so currently I am working on my album. What'd you say, hon?
No, that was just feedback.
Oh,
I apologize. I know this music. I was only selling your records when I was three. I'm sorry. I was 10 years old, and I wasn't supposed to be selling your records because my father got them. And all what they said was for promotional use only. I owe you a check on some real G shit.
That's what
it is. I'm gonna keep it quiet though. It's not me. I'm not saying my name. Whoever it is, that's whoever it's on. It's not me.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you your name, brother.
Oh,
I'll say my name when I say I owe somebody some money live on a radio show. And I'm telling you, I know what she is. Oh my God.
Wow.
I can't believe you found her.
It's a loot though. On some genius. I sold your records. Go do your research. Check out WGIV. That is it. Do your research. WGIV in Charlotte. That station is still alive right now. Call that as ever.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, WGIV. I'm an OG in this. Everybody talk about it, I'm about it. And the reason why Caesar can give me his show is because he know that Caesar is that dude. Everybody's doing. Y'all not paying Caesar enough because he's about to put y'all into some level y'all ain't never been able to touch. Y'all got to start paying Caesar more. Y'all need to start paying Caesar more. Caesar need donations right now.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him where they can donate right now. No. He need donations because y'all don't understand. Everything I'm doing, I'm bringing through Caesar off of everybody I'm hearing on this phone. I got 14 markets. I got 14 markets. I got 10,000 records sold to a selective market off of what y'all are doing right now. And I call the DJs every day and they tell me, we don't have this. I got somebody from the old school, 69 Boys, who's been doing shit, whatever, 35 million, that's great. But they ain't helping 2014. I got my OG that's with me. You know what I'm saying? Then I got my sister that's coming. The same record as I was selling when I was a kid. I want to fall with a woman that was selling your records as a kid and it's promotional use only. Come on, man. God got me. Y'all got to break bread with Caesar. God got me.
Hey,
y'all need to break bread with Caesar. If y'all don't break bread with Caesar, I'm not mad at you because God's going to see it. But at the end of everything, the window of opportunity closes faster than the open. And everybody I'm talking to has already got on. But we all are not where we want to be because of this and that. Ain't gonna be no shoulda, woulda, coulda situation. I need y'all to break bread with Caesar. Whatever Caesar need, y'all pay Caesar, pay me. That's it. I have nothing else to say, Caesar. Tell us.
Okay.
Mic check, 1-2-1-2. Everybody there?
I'm here.
Prime Flow, I'm telling y'all right now, listen, I'm selling records. I would be selling his CDs, cassettes, and 8-tracks if he had 8-tracks and all this.
Hey, guys, check it out, Don. Check it out, Cena Love.
Uh-huh.
I got Skinny Pimper, you there? Yo, Skinny, are you there? God dang it, this dude's phone just dropped. You got to be kidding me. Wow, I had Skinny Pimp on the phone. I thought he was going to come on the phone, but I guess his phone dropped from me, so he'll call me back. Anyway, Cena Love, I appreciate you coming on the show tonight. I appreciate you telling everybody about Floyd Miller from the funk group, the Funkadelic. Hey, where's Uncle D at?
He's here.
Put him on the phone. Tell him to come and get the phone.
Okay. Well, I just want to send a shout-out to you, DJ Blaine.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. Go ahead and send your shout-out. You know I like shout-outs.
Well, I just did.
I got you. Hey, you know what, Cena Love? We're going to play another song from you. We're going to play a song for you guys in a minute, all right?
Oh, okay, cool. Well, here's him, Uncle D. And it was nice talking to everyone. That
nice
was
talking
phone.
To you also.
Yeah, hold on.
Wow, she has a voice, don't she? What's going on? Hey, Uncle D, what's up, man?
DJ Black Caesar. What's going on, bro?
What's the deal, my brother? What's the deal?
Man, trying to stay busy, man. Trying.
Hey, you're on the radio. I'm sorry, brother. You're on the radio. Just letting you know that so you won't say anything crazy out there. We both won't get in trouble.
Well, you got the wrong person on your show then, bro.
Hey, I got my man, Dunn Jr., CEO on the phone lines also. Dunn, say what's up.
Hey, man, hey, everything is good, OG, and I appreciate you, man. Hey, I need to get with what you got to get to where you are, and I'm keeping it real.
Come on, Dunn. Stop being like that, man. You know you're the man. Hey, Dunn, this is a good friend of mine. I love these people, man. These go down in history right now as far as I'm concerned with Floyd Miller, Uncle D, and Cena Love. These guys got this thing together. With Westmill Productions, guys. If you don't know what Westmill Productions is, Uncle D, tell them what Westmill Productions is.
Well, I mean, we're a full recording and production company. So, you know, got a studio here. We master Floyd and them make beats. They're producers. I mean, what don't we do is kind of the question. You know what I mean? I do graphics and websites and flyers for events and all that kind of stuff. Plus, I own my own radio station, too, so.
Right.
Hold on. I need all the radio I can get. Hold on. What's your radio station? I need all the radio I can get. Hold on. I love radio.
The name of the radio station is MMS Worldwide Radio Network. It's an internet-based radio station, and we're dedicated to mostly up-and-coming new talent. And we don't play a lot of major stuff. We play a lot of indie and independent stuff.
right, hold on, Before I go any further, DJ Black Season, you my dude. Prime, flow, come on, right now. Boom. Do what you're supposed to do. Right there. All right, he's not ready. All right, I got you, bro. No problem. All
right. Did the host disappear?
Y'all here?
What's good?
Yeah, I'm here.
Guarantee you live on the Black Seas and Friends radio show. What's good, y'all? Yo?
Somebody kidnapped. Somebody kidnapped DJ Black Seas.
Jesus, where you at?
Okay, so now it's then become the Friends show. Screw him. He's out of here. It's just the Friends show. No more DJ Black Seas.
I'm here. Hold on. I'm here. Hold on. Let me bring some professionalism to this. Hold on real quick. I got to do it like I do it. You're listening to the DJ Black Season and Friends show. My name is Don Dream. I'm the CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, holding down for DJ Black Season. The call-in number is 646. Oh, wow. Damn, I don't even have a call-in number.
Hey,
guys. Damn, man. I'm trying to be professional.
I'm back. Hey, guys, I got somebody else I want to introduce you guys to. This is the new chief editor of the A&R magazine, Urban Edition magazine. This is Ray De Niro. Ray De Niro, bring it on out.
Okay, hey, how you doing?
What's going on? Damn, you had everybody call. You called my name first. Wow, what's going on? I mean, we about 100 deep, and we got a whole bunch of dudes on the phone. But you call my name first. Okay, I'm here. What's good?
Hey, Ray De Niro, let them know a little bit about the magazine. What's going on with that?
Basically, working on it now. It's in the process of having the pages set up how they need to be. And I wanted to basically revolve around the 69 boys. I'm going for an entirely different new look with the magazine. And I just got finished interviewing Arabian Prince from NWA, which will be on the next magazine issue.
Cool.
As of right now, I'm just trying to get everything together.
That's what's up. Well, tell me about, because I know you have other people on the front cover, like the Shonda Hassett. And,
yes, Shonda, Mikey J, there's a lot of other people on there. Oh, God. Hold on one second.
I wasn't trying to put you on the spot either. I'm just letting you know that.
Like I told you, I was working on the table of contents page, so
yeah.
My mind is kind of...
Yeah. Okay, hey, yeah, let me take a phone call real quick. 646-522, your mic is open. You can speak now or make a comment. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Black Caesar?
Hey, how you doing? Who is that?
This is Dave from New York.
Dave, what's up, big man?
What's going on? She also had Tiana Walcott on the cover of that A&R magazine.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. She was on A&R. A&R is DC's magazine, so yeah. She was on that. I do remember seeing that. Yeah, I do remember seeing that. Yes, sir. So your girl, what's her name? I'm sorry, what was the young lady's name?
Tiana Walcott. She's an 11-year-old artist.
Tell me a little bit about her, man, because some of these guys don't know her.
Okay, she's 11 years old. She's a singer, a rapper, a producer, a dancer, a songwriter.
Wow.
And she's also an A student in school. She's very talented.
She's been doing this since she was seven years old. You got me when you said producer, man, because I know a lot of grown folks, they can't produce beats, man. Even when they do, they sound like, you know, anyway. Anyway, let's keep it clear and keep it positive. Dave, it's great having you on the show tonight, Dave. I'm glad you showed up. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we're talking about your girl, man, because she is a youngster.
and she's doing her thing bigger than life. So where is she at? Is she not with you, or is she at home with her parents, or what?
Yeah, she's currently at home with her parents, and me and Don
okay.
Jr. is currently working on a major project with her and
okay.
another artist.
Okay. I got you, man. I got you. Don Jr., your mic is on. What's up, Don? Yo, Don. Wow. Hey, anyway, Dave, I'm glad you're on the show, man. Wonderful having you. Ray, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, Ray. What did you find, Ray?
Hey, okay. JoJo Capone is one of the artists. Ratchy on the Beats, Charlie Hustler, Fly Boys, Blanco, and No Loops Drugs is also
right.
Theme as well.
Right, right. Hey, now I love the front, the jacket, man. The front cover of the magazine. I love that. And you had something to do with that, but I'm not going to say what it is. But I thank you for the front cover, and I thank him for the front cover also. Don Jr., are you out there, brother? What's up? Is your phone on mute? Or?
Yeah, come on, man. I'm being here, man. I had to go with the Nicki Minaj of the Entertainment Worldwide Network. Bianca, can you go ahead and check in and let everybody know who you are? You got the floor.
What's good? This is B-Girl Bianca and Ja out here in West V, spending time with my nieces. I love the kids. I'm a rapper, poet, songwriter.
Okay. What I'm trying to tell y'all is the Entertainment Worldwide Network, we're about to bring you education, information on it. we ain't
Entertainment
going,
Worldwide Network.
Huh? Yeah, no. We going hard. With us doing what we're doing, well, I'm trying to tell you right now, Bianca is she's the Nicki Minaj of the whole team. Like Young Money had Nicki Minaj. She's in the Nicki Minaj of this, and as she move out, y'all won't hear that name. Y'all don't know what we dropped, but it took me a whole year to do her website. And it don't take me no time to do nothing for anybody. But I'm telling you, Caesar, I'm bringing it to you first. I'm bringing it to you first. I already brought you Prime Flow. I already brought you Bianca and Ja. At the end of the day, Caesar, you're going to be known for making millions by breaking the right artist. And I got Thrill the Player on the phone. Thrill, hopefully your line is open. If you're not with me, I love you, bro. I got to get with you, man. I got to get with you. And I'm doing it. I need you on my tour. And we talking about everything you're talking about. But I am that dude. And I'm not holding down the show to make sure everything works right on technical difficulties. I'm coming in like, yo, listen, B is the one. You ain't heard a record from her. I got Shadell LaFleur is going to sing the hook. It's a stupid record. And this record is going to make us a lot of money as a family.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Doug. Send me some of the records, man, over here. Send me some of the records tonight to my email, man.
Man, I can't send it to you right now, man. It's not copywritten. And at the end of the day,
okay.
B is in the studio. Hold on. Before I go any further, B, I need you to tell everybody why you're so important to me. B, tell them why you're so important to me. I know you hear me talking. You sell yourself. I ain't got nothing to say. You got it.
Man, I'm a real person. So, you know what I'm saying? First and foremost, when you meet me or you see me online, this is who I am. You know what I'm saying? I live hip-hop. Like, I'm born in 1986. You feel me? So I grew up in the 90s era, and everything that I talk about in that song, Back to the Basics, is that 90s era. Everybody trying to go back to the basics. I am back to the basics. You feel me? So
right.
I don't know why he's rocking with me, but that's why I would rock with me if I was somebody else. You feel me? Because I'm real. Everybody's trying to get the real. I'm real.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it real. And I hear you. The what's going on here is right now, and I want y'all to really touch everything who Don Jr., CEO, is. I'm building a whole network. The reason why I've never made anything happen is because no matter what goes on, I haven't had the right personnel on deck. I've had the greatest records. When T.I. brought his record to me, 24s, it was on the floor of my car for 6 months before I actually got paid to promote it. All I know is how to make money. I need y'all to ride with me and just get behind DJ Black Caesar. Donate to DJ Black Caesar immediately. The If you never donated to DJ Black Caesar and you under the sound of my voice, send them $5, $20, whatever. You cannot be in the game.
Hey, check it out. I got the PayPal already set up. The PayPal's already set up on my website. If you guys go to the bottom of it, you'll see where it says donate to the radio station. That's all you got to do is donate there. Hey, I got somebody I want you guys to meet.
Okay,
I got one of my artists on the phone.
Your rent is due.
I got one of my artists on the phone.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. You got it.
Hey, Dad, I got one of my artists on the phone. He wants to say hello to everybody and tell you a little about his craft and what he does, all right? What's up, D-Boy?
Hey, what's going on, y'all, man? It's nice to meet y'all, man.
Likewise, bro.
Yeah, I'm from Mississippi.
Tell me a little about yourself, man.
Well, I'm from Utica, Mississippi, and I've been making music for about 17 years now. I'm 25 years old. I started when I was 8. I was freestyling, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hooked up with some street cats, and, you know, that was well known. And they start putting me on stages and stuff, and I was a teenager in the club performing and stuff at 16, you know. And I went out to Cali, pretty much took over San Diego for a couple of years when I was in the Marine Corps. I hooked up with Do or Die.
You know it.
Already. So I got a fellow brother on the phone.
Hold on.
No.
OG. Hold on.
Bro.
Well, hold on. Yeah, I'm going to say this to you right now. If you're riding with Caesar, you're going to be included into a major budget on a major tour because of Caesar connection. I got to give our props to everybody that did what they did, because there's nothing without my father and there's nothing without people like Thrill the Player. Thrill, if you can come to the floor, hopefully your line is open. Caesar, can you open Thrill the line? And I want Thrill to just let everybody know. I mean, I want Thrill to give us some knowledge, man.
Thrill got out of here, man. Thrill from 69 Boys, he's already gone, man.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, he had to go. He got to get in the studio.
Copy that. No, my whole thing is like this, man. Y'all got an opportunity right now. The youngin' that just came on, hey, listen, bro, you don't know nothing about the business, but DJ Black Caesar is the best thing going right now in your area. When I say best thing going in your area, he's going to catapult you. I don't move without DJ Black Caesar. Bianca and Jai, I'm telling you right now, man, she didn't know who I was. I cussed her out. I said everything was wrong to her. I didn't ever try to holler at her, but I said everything was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it real.
Yeah.
But after it's all said and done, she said, you know what, Don, I don't like the way you're coming at me. I'm going to break bread with you because I understand your resume and who you are. Don't get emotional. Get paid. Don't get emotional. Get paid. This industry is full of people who are emotional about no money. We can't talk about a $1 million contract if we ain't never had a penny. I'm saying that everybody on the side of my voice, y'all need to donate to DJBlackCaesar.com. Go to the website, rentsdopayme.com. You know, am I lying? Is that correct website or not?
Yes, sir.
Okay. RentsDoPayMe.com.
It's RentsDoPayMeRadio.com.
RentsDoPayMeRadio.com. Whatever,
right.
Wherever y'all need to go, donate to DJ Black Caesar, because when you donate, it's going to make everything better for everybody. Because it's more than just DJ Black Caesar grinding. He got a whole network, and everything that DJ Black Caesar do, I support. But if you're not supporting him and you're coming to me and I'm doing a $600,000 budget, I don't give a fuck about you. We're not friends no more, because at the end of the day, you won't support the connect. The connect is DJ Black Caesar. So, I mean, everybody do what they do. I support. Hey, I got you. We ride it. I know your show time is short. You won't hear from me no more, but I love each and every last one of you. And if you feel like I came at you the wrong way, call me direct. 818-358-5732. 818-358-5732.
Hey, guys, check it out. We got about 26 seconds left of the show, and we're winding down. So I'm going to give you guys a little in scoop. Check out the all-new DJ Black Caesar show, DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central. We'll be right here. You guys can check it out on www.
www.RenStuPennyRadio. Check it out right there. Go to the more spot where it says more. Click on it, and there's a drop-down box that will pop up. And once it pops up, click on All New DJ Black Season Friends Show. Guys. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We appreciate all the guests. Skinny Pimp, we can get them on the phone. I don't know what the deal was, but I appreciate all the people that showed up for the show. We did have 69 Boys. We did have Vietnam on the phone, so we still had a great show. Even though we did have Skinny Pimp on the phone, but we'll get them on the show some other time. Thanks, guys, for showing up tonight. It was a wonderful night. I thank all of you guys. Good night.